Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
You said you're on your way. It's 7.
I had to make tacos for the kids, okay?
I don't need to know what all you had to do.
I had to make tacos.
Your domestic responsibilities.
I made tacos for the kids.
You got some more in your purse?
No.
You ain't bring nobody no tacos? No,
listen, I got 4 kids.
Oh, yeah, you do have 4 kids. I'm like, damn, you got another one?
He's oldest one. His oldest one's there with his mommy and bed.
All right, we've already started, so...
So you gonna cut that shit out of what?
We've already started the show, so let's not ishnay on the bad talk.
Okay, whatever.
I don't care.
I thought that was the whole point of my show.
I'm not editing shit, so
you not.
There's that.
Can you cut the first part out though?
I just hit the button a second ago.
We've already started. What the fuck?
I'm not gonna talk about what part are you talking about.
No.
Talking about the evening. Yeah. Part. Yeah, I do that.
Okay. Thank you.
And start.
I appreciate that.
And start.
I'm right on top of that, Brian. What's up?
Welcome back, Mo.
What's up?
I'm so tired of saying welcome back to Mo. It's a goddamn show.
Welcome back, Mo. What the fuck?
You're here for a month. You're gone.
Listen, I am a full woman out here. I'm a full woman with all types of needs and wants. And
sound like you about to start singing.
I'm on emotional roller coaster.
Right. Well, welcome back again. Part deux.
How many times have you said it?
How many kids you got? That's what we need.
Listen, well, I came here with one, and now I have 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So,
she's back.
So, yeah, obviously. So, obviously, you know what I mean? I got that good. What's that?
That's not what any of that means.
You're right. Because I know some bitches that got some weak.
That ain't what any of that means.
Because got all the kids.
Right.
Well, I got a whole variety pack. Got a light skin one, a brown skin one, a dark skin one, an African one, an American one, a Somalia.
You got CN, burnt orange, red,
Sienna?
Sienna. What's some other colors? What's some other colors they got?
Eggshell, sandalwood.
Right.
I got the whole variety pack of children.
Sateen. Oh, shit. You know, that's how I learned a lot of my big words back in the day was, you know, you get the big crayon box.
Like, and they got all the people like, oh, wow.
I've never heard these
this
words.
This isn't blue. This is cyan.
What the hell does that mean?
This is evergreen. This isn't right. Regular green.
Have they started fucking up the names of cut crayons yet? Like they do chips and shit.
What do you mean? No. What are you talking about? Chips.
Like... They did do the Nipsey Blue and the fucking...
They did Nipsey Blue chips?
No, they...
I thought you were talking about the black.
No, the rap chips. Oh, for the rap chip shit. You know what I'm saying? They do that for crayons. They start fucking with crayons like that. Why are you looking at me like I said rap chips? You know you eat them damn rap chips. What the shit you had the other day from out of town?
I did.
Why you trying to look at me
like
I'm judging
you? No. Grippos. Grippos are not rap chips.
They look the same.
People that listen that are like Tennessee and above know what Grippos are, and we don't have them here. My grandmother has to order them for me and send them.
Why are you acting like that's some kind of accomplishment? Like,
nigga, because y'all don't have Grippos, and I'm not trying to understand why. Like, I just don't get it.
They ain't fucking truffles. What the fuck is
all they good as fuck.
You act like they truffles.
They are. Obviously, truffles of the South because y'all don't have them. What the fuck?
Why would we want something like that?
Grippos are good. What do you mean? You haven't even had it.
I don't really eat potato chips like that, so I don't have no cravings for that.
You don't have any any potato chips in this house?
Let me think. No. I don't have any. We don't have any bread either. You jumping the bread chain me?
Oh, you don't eat bread now?
We don't really buy bread.
What? No. What do you eat? Lettuce sandwiches?
Actually, last night we went to the Kroger.
You're starting to call it the Kroger.
And let me tell you what we got. So
you a whole domestic ass man.
So we walked up in that bitch because we was hungry, whatever. And we didn't want to eat nothing too heavy, right? So we went over to the little, you know how Kroger
cut the deli,
but they wrap them up in the little packages mm-hmm. from the day. So you know, got some little turkey, honey turkey, or whatever with cinnamon, with the sweet honey, whatever. And then when we got some lettuce, make some lettuce wraps on their ass. Just look like a baby. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's all you got with some meat and turkey?
Yeah.
I mean, some meat and lettuce?
Yeah.
You didn't put nothing else on it? Like no sauce?
Why we need sauce? The lettuce is naturally lubricated. Now we went to go get some. I also went to get some sleep aids, though. Bought some melatonin and some.
But, so y'all bought lettuce wraps with melatonin?
I mean, it was like we went there for a purpose. We went there to get some sleep aid, and then we were hungry, so we didn't want to go get no damn chicken fingers.
It was like the healthy version of like weed.
So we went and got some freaking meat.
It's like y'all had the munchies from melatonin.
So we got some lettuce.
Y'all got the munchies from melatonin. The fuck? Y'all owe the shit.
No, we went and got that, NyQuil, the Z shit. I want her to try that because she's been having problems sleeping. So I went and got that. But then we saw the healthy version that was all natural.
What, melatonin?
Melatonin one. So mm-hmm. we got that. And mm-hmm. her ass woke up 4 times.
So I guess it didn't work.
It didn't work. I told her to take the other one. So, yeah.
Did she take enough?
You take one. I wanted her to wake up. It was like 2 o'clock when we laid down. So we
gotta in the afternoon?
Up. No, at night.
Oh, you said I wanted her 2 weeks.
I got to 12 o'clock the next day.
What's wrong with that?
I got to go to work in the morning.
That's right.
She got to take me. We're a one-car household.
Listen, I can't even be a one-car household right now. I got to get a whole new car.
What's wrong with your car?
Nigga, we got like 4 kids.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop. Niggas be killing me with that.
And 2 adults.
No, he has to follow behind you in his car. That's all that.
That's what he said.
Right.
Why would you go buy a whole other car? And I pay my car off too.
Right. So boom, why would you go get a whole new note? That's crazy.
Because I got a whole new kid. Take your time. What you mean I got a whole new kid?
Do like my dad used to do. Hey, put the baby in the oldest one lap. And then scoot him over.
We can't do that anymore.
You can.
Mexicans, you know, we can.
Let me be racist. Mexicans do it all the time. I ain't seen it. I'm trying to tell you.
No.
I'm sorry, Mexicans. I didn't mean to say
it. Yeah, don't do it. Listen, I told you about having people, have that discriminatory comments on my show.
I said I'm sorry, man.
I'm not trying to get canceled.
Who gonna cancel you, me? I'm happy you're back. Welcome back again.
Hey, la 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 la.
Just so,
la,
hey,
la,
so everybody la, know la. If Mo ever disappears for a few months, she having a baby.
That's a lie. Don't say that. I would have been back earlier. Listen, I had some real health complications this time too.
Yeah, you scared me too. You scared me.
I thought I was gonna die. So I thought I was. I did think I was dying. Can you believe it? I thought I was dying when I found out I was pregnant.
Man, I hit my toe and I think I'm dying. So. I get it. Yeah, let me tell you a story about that too. Go ahead. I'll tell you my story. No, go ahead.
You go ahead. I would love to hear about your toe.
No, I want to hear about my toe.
As opposed to my body.
I would love to hear about your hammered toe. Tell your story, baby. That we weren't about my toe, but it scared the shit out of me. But go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. I'm pretty sure the public don't want to hear about me having another baby.
Oh, they want to know. Them niggas trying to figure it out. And then her ass gonna got them take all these videos from the neck up.
Nobody suspected shit.
She the most.
You wanna know why? You wanna know why? Because usually when people get, and I knew that, because usually when people are pregnant, the people that I know, they go away for a while. Except for like celebrities and shit like that.
Right.
But people that I know, they go away for a while. You don't see them. They don't post no pictures or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, she having a baby.
Right.
Me, I was like, oh, I can still be active.
Right.
I can do something from the neck up.
And most celebrities won't take a picture of their surrogate. They don't be pregnant.
I was thinking that people gonna notice because my face was getting fat, but anybody say shit? It was fat.
Your face is naturally round.
Listen. He's fat. Naturally round.
It's not fat.
Okay, like 40 pounds.
Not in your face.
I was almost 180 pounds at the time of birth.
From the waist down.
Like, dude.
From the crease line of your under bruise.
Right
down.
There, damn. That's 180 pounds. Was saved. Listen, and then I lost 30 of them joints.
Quick. Quick.
Yeah, it was like 3-4 weeks.
You worked out?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, worked out hand to mouth. Hand to mouth.
Right. Bitches hate you.
They don't.
Well, with them that snapback, they did shit.
I ain't had snapback yet. I still got a little pooch I'm trying to get rid of. Mm. It's okay. If Beyonce can have a fupa, so can I.
Don't even get started with her. She looks so basic. Well, let me stop for the beehive started striking.
She looks so
did
what?
Did you see them pictures the other day?
She looks so what?
I'm not finna complete that.
She looks so what?
Let me show you this.
What was this going on?
She didn't look. Let me stop because I don't want them.
I mean, she's almost 40 years old and she's had 3 kids. What do you
what
want?
What that got? Why? As much shit as folks talk about how beautiful Beyonce is and how spectacular and amazing she is.
I'm confused. What is this, a shade room?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find that picture of her from the other day when she was...
Why don't you just go to her page? She might have the picture on there.
I don't know her page.
What? It's Beyonce.
I mean, I didn't know it was Beyonce, Carter, Jay Carter.
Is that Iman Shumpert? What is he doing?
Who?
Iman.
I don't know. I don't know that nigga. I don't look at no nigga pages. They have a skull cap on.
Look, wait a minute. Go. What? Oh, is that Ryan Destiny? What's this?
I don't know these people because I'm trying to get you to.
I don't really care about Beyonce. First of all, I like to see Black China's mother.
Oh, she ugly as shit.
Tokyo Tony.
Tell me she ain't ugly. This motherfucker look like a goddamn.
Tokyo Tony.
Look at her goddamn makeup. She's like Tokyo a Tony. Scary. Look how scary she look.
Yeah, why they still going at it?
I don't know these people. Don't yell at me.
I need to look at this video. I need to see this.
Look at her makeup.
I need to. I can't hear anything. So
they're irrelevant.
Obviously, these headphones are bootleg.
They messed up.
It's okay.
You ain't got no headset.
No, I didn't bring no headset.
We've been wilding out since you've been gone.
I see.
I gotta get you some new headphones.
What y'all been doing?
I'm just joking. We've been wilding out.
What y'all been doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Why does lady think she look like Taraji B. Henson, though?
She stole the identity? I'm confused.
I guess she put a wig on. She kind of looked by.
Somebody said by house, right? Yo, somebody said she looked like an alien. They put the alien head right there. Look at that.
Right. Right.
She kind of does.
Oh, so I was, I had stopped drinking for a good little while, right? Oh. I stopped drinking vodka altogether. But all we had in the house was vodka. So I drank some vodka. And, started feeling kind of funny the next day.
Going through this. As much as you say welcome back, as much as I say welcome back, when you start drinking, you do the same thing.
We had a little vodka, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So then the next morning I woke up and I went to use bathroom, whatever. I looked down and just blood everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm finna die. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have. My kidney was kind of hurting a little bit. And I'm thinking like, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, I ain't telling my chick. I'm like, I'm just... You know,
you just. I'm just gonna be free bleeding. I'm free bleeding out here.
Call the doctor. She trying to get in because you know I had the little shit with my blood pressure, right? Yeah, it's been a dark moment in my history. I go to get my oral surgery, and the nurse came in to let's say like 3 weeks before I went in to check me. So she wanted. I had to go have a consultation. So she put the little blood pressure cup on, and she did it. And she looked at me, and I'm like, what the fuck the bitch looking at?
Blood pressure on death.
She did it again. Then she took that bitch off, and when it got the manual one and put on.
She's like, nigga, you having a heart attack
so
right now.
I'm like, she said, are you okay? I said, yeah. She said, your blood pressure has stroke levels. And I'm.
That's it, on death. That's
you know,
it.
You know who I thought about? OT. As much as I made fun of him at the hospital, I'm like, oh God. So anyway, so then the fucking Dennis came
she
in.
She looked at you.
He came in and said, you okay? I said, yeah. He said,
Will can't do it today.
You said you had a coffee lately? I said, yeah, I drank probably about 6-7 cups a day. That nigga looked at me like, nigga, stop. Stop drinking all that goddamn coffee.
Brian.
Because you just drink it. It's just there. You know what I'm saying? You just go and you drink it. And
You don't drink it. You literally have to go back.
I'm in a tech field, so we just drink it because it's there. It's not like...
No.
You know, I thought about all them goddamn... not the venti, but the big, huge iced coffees I used to drink. They were like four times the caffeine and shit. The Trenta. You ever had a Trenta cup?
No. What the fuck is that?
You get a Trenta cold brew.
In Starbucks?
Starbucks.
They have that?
It's bigger than the goddamn ice. The
obviously,
cup of ice coffee.
It's Trenta.
That shit was crazy.
Because a venti and then they have a Trenta? Trenta.
Trenta, yeah.
What? Yo, I haven't even thought of getting a Trenta from Starbucks.
It's amazing. So anyway,
it has to be for you to drink 6 to 7 cups of coffee a day.
Well, I mean, because I, you know, again, I just drink it because
how are your bowel movements?
They smooth.
I would imagine so. They should be.
So so I'm like, fuck. So he said, you need to go to the doctor. Like, you need to make your appointment and go see him like this week.
No, today.
Of course, I didn't do it. I started Googling. I got some garlic peels in there. I ordered garlic peels. I stopped drinking coffee. I stopped drinking alcohol. I did all that shit. Just stopped everything, right? Kept going to the goddamn Publix, testing out my damn blood pressure every other day. We started the Peloton. I started on the bike. I started getting back in the gym. In less than a week, my blood pressure was normal. Just like that. So I was like, okay, I'm good. So then, you know, fast forward a couple of weeks. I ain't really had nothing to drink for real. I drank that vodka. Went in and got on the toilet. Oh, my God, I'm dying. I'm like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? Anyway, I looked it up, and they're called Feasers or Fusers or some shit like that, where you get a little cut in your wall, and it starts bleeding out. It's natural. It's normal. So I'm good.
How do you know?
I Googled it.
Have you had an x-ray? Have you had a colonectomy, colorectal?
You're almost there.
Scan. Something. Have you had your ass checked?
I did that shit last year. I'm going to do it again.
Do it again this last year? You didn't bleed out of your ass. You don't know that. You did it last year too?
No, I didn't think so.
You would have told me last year if you did.
Let me show you.
You would have told me last year if you did. And you didn't. So therefore, I need you. Everybody gets them because Google told me so. Nigga, take your ass to the doctor. Literally. Take your ass to the doctor.
Look. Seeing blood in the toilet or on the outside of your stool or wiping after a bowel movement is common. Rectal bleeding are not life-threatening common causes, including hemorrhoids and anal fissures. Thank you. As long as it's a bright red, you good.
Bruh, what's wrong with going to the doctor?
I'm gonna go.
You were supposed to go a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that was a couple of months ago. That was before the vacation. But I'm gonna go. Is blood and stool dangerous?
This is what I'm talking about. Black men do not go to the doctor.
I go to the doctor all the time.
Black men do not go to the doctor. What the hell? Why? Why? Why are black men so afraid of going to the doctor?
Who want to go to the doctor when you got blood in your stool right away? You gotta let it come.
Me. I want to go because I want to find out what the fuck is wrong. Listen.
Dr. Google told me I'm good.
Well, I'm not even going to sit there and lie because for the longest time, I was over here like, yo, I'm dying and didn't go to the doctor.
Right.
Well, listen, I had all types of things going on. So
you had Alzheimer's. What?
I had all types of things going on. So I had Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, that's what they call it. Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. It's Alzheimer's.
A-L-L-T-I-M-E-R-S.
Are we really going here? Are we playing?
Or is it Alzheimer's?
Grammar police now? Okay.
Alzheimer's.
Let me put my cuffs on my belt. Get ready to catch you.
Yeah, we got some grammar police. What the fuck? You can't pronounce it correct. Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Mississippi. You know you got Alabama. Alzheimer's.
I got the sugars.
You got the sugar. I didn't hear. This is probably the fifth time this week I didn't hear somebody say sugars.
Mm-hmm.
The sugars.
Yeah. Anyway, but you good now, right? You checked out. Everything's good.
I have to continue to go to the doctor often. However, because you know you can still have what is called. I keep wanting to say toxemia, but it's preeclampsia.
Yeah, after the baby thing.
You can have preeclampsia even after the birth of the baby. Yeah. So, I think I'm in the clear now. However, they just wanted to check because I also had a spike in blood pressure. So, I couldn't really, I was on bed rest. My feet looked like bricks.
Really?
They did. I couldn't fit anything. I had to wear socks.
I saw your girl. Fuck. She just had her baby the other day.
Who?
Our old podcast host, Amber Ty.
Aww.
And she was just talking about, let me see.
She looked like she just had, like, she looked like she didn't gain any weight. I just didn't.
Oh, no. She was, what, who?
She looked like she didn't gain any weight. I saw her in the picture. I was like, she didn't.
Right.
Look at the belly. I didn't even look. All she got is a belly. That's it.
Yeah, look at this.
Look at the little nugget.
Pretty baby. You know, people still go on that podcast and be liking it and looking at the, be liking the fucking Facebook page.
What's that?
Behind the scenes. So this is what she was talking about.
Hey guys, so I just received my belly fit corset. I cannot wait to try this out after my little one is born. This thing has been said to help give mommies lots of support, either after a natural birth or even a cesarean section. So I am very excited to have that support I'm going to need when our little one gets here.
She's like, fuck some goddamn, what's that, Fashion Nova. She got her own shit going.
Wait. How come I didn't... Oh, okay. What yeah, that.
This one?
Yeah, that. Wow. Oh, that's a boo. Oh, okay. I can't even see it. What's going on here? Okay.
He's so funny. But yeah, she... I don't know what it is about these women and all these goddamn photo shoots, but okay.
Photo shoots for what? Oh. Oh, I see you.
Women are so fucking vain.
Man, you think that's vain?
They have 5 different photo shoots. I don't know if they call it vain, but it's just like unnecessary.
Yeah, because really, to be honest, but to be honest, like now that I am third baby in, I'm like, I didn't do it my first.
You ain't let nobody do no baby shower for you this time. Podcast baby shower.
Do none of that. There was no point. I already had all the stuff I needed.
That ain't the point.
Was y'all going to... The one time we was going... Well, we can still do like a sip and see because you know what? I can still do for the food, you know?
Yeah, I wish you could have made the party, though. My birthday party.
I wish I could have, too. I couldn't even walk for real. Y'all tripping.
We could have did it over there with you.
Yeah, you could have. You should have came over. Could have did it right there in the kitchen.
I wanted to come all the way over here to get on my knee. And
y'all
could have
came over
baby.
And put the food out, everything. It would have been nice because I would have been right there in that chair, sitting down. Y'all could have redid it just for me.
We had a good time.
Wasn't nobody going to walk me in a wheelchair all the way?
You was in the wheelchair. They had an elevator.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had an elevator.
Mm-hmm. Have a little seat. Yeah, I have a little seat to sit down. I could listen, when I tell you, like, I was out of breath, yeah, like.
Everybody was there.
I couldn't even. I saw.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up no sensitive.
I saw. And then what pissed me off was like, people was like, should I post a secret video? Bitch, we all know what the fuck would happen.
What? Who say what? What? Mm. What? Mm. What did I miss?
You know I be petty sometimes.
Okay. We got some stories about that too.
Do you?
Just people who just be acting crazy.
All people be acting crazy. I don't know. But anyway.
Folks just don't want other people to have their moments. It's just like, I understand why you didn't really tell nobody. You know.
Yeah, you know, I always talk about that. I always talk about, like, people making it about them. And then also, right. You never know what type of shit people wish upon you. I was already on my deathbed, nigga. Like, you think I wanted any other types of shit in my energy and space? I couldn't handle it. I couldn't take it.
Well, I believe I'm the perfect friend. I just check on you and be like, oh, she didn't respond. So okay.
Yeah, so
I talked to him about 2 weeks.
That's okay. I didn't die. Right. Is she alive? Wait a minute. Let me see real quick. I ain't talked about 2 weeks. Let me check.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, a joke I sent 2 weeks ago, you put LOL. I'm like, okay, she all right. She okay. She all
right. She's fine.
She's fine. She's just perfect.
Because you had texted me and somebody asked about you. I said, who?
Everybody be asking me nose. They be nose. Like, we was on that damn wine tour, and they said somebody, where Mo at? And I looked over at what she would call it. She just covered her head like she ain't want to.
Who?
Who's?
I told you. I said she probably stepped on it. You said she knows? Because she was like,
hey. Yeah, she knows. Yeah, you told me she did.
Yeah, I know.
Why you ain't say nothing about them lions I sent you the other day? That shit was funny as shit.
What?
Them lions I sent you.
When the one fell off the little thing into the water. And then I don't know what the relationship was, but he followed him all the way up until she got up. I was like.
Me and Mo love watching animals just be stupid and goofy.
I think we like watching stupid videos in general.
Yeah, that brings me pleasure, boy, to see a damn. We saw this elephant. This lion was walking all smooth and shit next to some water, and the bitch fell in there. Boy, that shit had me dying laughing. It's funny shit I seen.
But it
last
missed
week.
The step. I can't believe it. Like, it literally stepped. Right. Like, it missed. That's some shit that I do all the time. Like, right. Step and some nothing's there. Right. Y'all done made me up. I ain't got the time. But let me tell you something. This has been the most. What's this? What you looking up?
That video I sent you earlier.
I'm trying to look and see what you doing. I'm trying to see what you got going on over here. You got, as long as you ain't looking up like no other porn videos or nothing like that.
Oh, no. That's too. You just got back. We can't be looking up porn.
You know what? I've been in the porn game tight these last couple months. You know, I couldn't do anything, so I was like looking up everything.
That's like, sound like torture to me.
It is torture. Like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I wasn't in the mood, but kept wanting to watch porn. I watched this one.
This is to all of Tavia's little fuckboy friends. This is her dad. She's a silly ass little thought. I understand that. And you boys are just playing into what she's putting out there.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, she's got parents that don't condone her bullshit. And I'm going to appreciate it very well if you little sons of bitches will stay off my daughter's Snapchat and all her other fucking Instagram. And all these the social sites.
And just to let all the boys know, she's got multiple boyfriends she's talking to, so if you think she's the only one, you're
and
not.
Just let all the boys know.
She's a hoe.
Thing. So we're
and she's
to
got
teach
multiple
her
boyfriends that she's talking
so
to.
So if y'all can help us to unthought this little thought.
Oh my God.
If y'all can help us unthought this little thought.
Go away.
Why
bye
is your 50-year-old daddy calling you a thought?
Look at him.
No.
Look, Tavia.
Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, get your... She like, I don't know if I agree with that. First of all, I won't be talking about my daughter like that. I'm sorry. How about you just take her fucking phone and computer and just do something
Yo,
more
like,
appropriate?
People, I think we've always had this discussion before, but there is, people are doing the most. I know social media is like the place for everybody to do everything now, this way to communicate, that we see the world, however... I just still don't believe that people do all this shit on social media still. There ain't no motherfucking way I'm about to get online and be like, my daughter is a thot.
Right. That shit gonna be there forever. The bitch gonna be at them 35. They gonna be playing
about,
that shit.
Can you unthot this little thot?
Right.
What the fuck?
They gonna play this shit at her dad's funeral. Like, I remember when he went online and said this shit about
Daddy,
me.
Are you serious?
She gonna hate this nigga forever.
I would.
Over
I wouldn't
shit.
Even talking to him no more.
That's why I need to go ahead.
First
and
of all, him. I wouldn't talk to him because he said thought.
Right.
And you 50 years old.
Right. And how? They don't even say thought no more. I think that was a couple of years ago.
I don't even think they say thought no more. I mean, because what is a thought now?
A hot girl. Hot girl summer.
Listen, don't front fucking hot girl summer. Okay.
Stop. That is so fucking
hot girl life.
What's name? What was they saying? Y'all, you need to call the. That type of music. All it is the stripper music, strap. They need to call it strap music. You agree with that?
Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah.
What?
Strippers rapping, strap. That's all it is. That sounded real crazy. Just repeating what he
Megan
said.
Megan was a stripper?
I don't know. I don't know about these. I don't know.
Nikki was
about
a stripper?
Yeah. Nikki was stripped, didn't she?
I think maybe she said she came down to Atlanta and stripped a little bit. I can't remember.
Right.
I know Cardi was a stripper.
Oh, yeah. Cardi tell everybody she stripped. And she robbed started niggas out stripping. I robbed niggas.
Okay.
Yeah, I robbed niggas. You think they're going to take the likes off IG?
Huh?
They taking the likes off IG. They trying that shit up in Canada. Like, they taking it off. Like, you don't see no likes no more.
So?
They need to do that shit.
They need to? Yeah, I mean, but then people are going to not make money no more.
Fuck them. Get a real job. You know what I'm saying? Instagram was never meant for you to make money. That was not the whole purpose of it.
Being well, an influencer it evolved. Is not,
yeah, but that's if this was my shit, I would be fucking everybody up. They would not be. And the more you do to it, the more they're going to use it. I'm telling you. I would take the likes away. I'd do something else stupid. Like, I highlight it in blue if you get, like, you know what I'm saying, 5 likes for the day. You know, I just then I take that away and trip and do something else. I don't know. I just don't. I don't like that shit. And it ain't because I don't get a whole lot of likes, God, though.
I was about to be like, so you don't get enough likes? Right. That's exactly right. Where I was going with this. So you mean to tell me that you don't get enough likes?
I'm tripping. Yeah.
What? Whose page are you on?
I don't know. I just saw that. I looked it up from the
Bad Luck 354. What? Oh, Bad Luck. What's this salad though? It looked like a nice little salad. What's going on?
I don't know.
How's your diet been?
My who?
Your diet.
Oh, I don't really eat anything for real.
You don't eat anything.
Find ourselves now, like, we ate poke bowls and we eat salads and shit like that. I mean, we don't really.
I am so like. I just want people to see. I'm pretty sure people see, but it is like, I've always wanted to know, like, men, like, what happens when they get into a relationship or whatever. Like, you have the full.
I've been married before.
It doesn't matter. I didn't see you married. Oh. So I don't know what that was. Like, I don't. And the.
But
listen.
You've seen me in relationships, though.
Have I? Have I?
I mean, you've seen me with people. I wouldn't say it was a relationship, yeah, but you saw with
nigga,
people.
With and listen,
it's completely different than what I'm doing now.
Yes. Listen to me. Like, what I've seen transpire due to the events that have transpired here. I just want to let you know that this is like a full, I don't want to say 360.
No, I've never had
360, because then you'll be back in the same place that you started. I don't want to say 180. I don't want to say that, but my pastor voice is coming out.
First of all.
Because...
You can start saying baby girl, even baby girl. You can go...
No. I'm not going to do it.
Baby boy, you're going to say
baby boy. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to be like, Brian.
Like, these folks have heard all these stories since I've been, you know, telling all these crazy stories about these women. I'm not doing anything different. I just, okay, I want a chick, so I got a chick. Seriously. And it matched up at the right time with the right woman, and there you go. Boom. Yeah. I've always had it in me. I've always taken care. You know what I'm saying?
That's great, yeah. Brian. But what I'm trying to say is that maybe your older friends have seen it. What you had the potential to do or the potential to be. I never saw it.
Because
you know,
you're my homie.
You know, I just. I'm not saying towards me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but
I'm saying I never saw it, and so to
why your
see
voice
it
like this
now is like I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
It's so, it's not, I don't want to say refreshing.
Oh, am I a pot person?
I just want to say it's so.
Adult?
Yes. You are adulting. And I'm not even going to say that because, you know, there's no way I can shame anybody for doing what they do. Like, as a single man, you do whatever.
Right. And I did.
You did. And there was some...
To the extreme.
There's some... Yeah, listen. Some places that I thought there was room for improvement. And, you know, even as a single man doing shit, I felt like, you know, you were...
You're pretty harsh. I mean, you pretty much... You told me one chick, you was like, you don't want shit. Why are you bringing this black woman down?
Exactly it. Leave her the fuck alone.
Leave her the fuck alone.
You didn't want anything. And they got to that point. It got to that point where I literally was mad at you because I was just like, if you don't leave these fucking women alone.
I did.
You didn't.
What?
You didn't.
I left them alone.
You didn't. Which, there were some things that I said, you know, even as a single man, that's the wrong decision to make.
Oh, yeah, I made some bad choices, horrible choices.
I don't understand, but even as single men, like men in general, men relationships act a fucking fool. So single men, like, yo, there's just a way to live, and I just feel like it's not hard to be decent.
But everything, I was decent.
It's not hard to be a human being that cares about people. Now, if you want somebody that's in the fucking slums with you, okay, like, y'all go do y'all thing. But don't sit there and unbeknownst to whoever, you're dragging them in the slums, and then they're just like, what the fuck is this? When they turn around and look around, and you're like, oh, well, I'm single boo-boo, so, you know.
I've never had those conversations because everyone knew exactly where they were.
No.
Yes.
Everyone didn't.
Some most 98% 99%
pushing it pushing it right to the end of the table. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Everybody knew what the fuck was going on.
No they didn't. I know for a fact that everybody didn't know. They did not know.
I didn't know what you talking about.
I did not know.
Okay, I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, you should, because listen.
As far as I'm concerned.
And that's how it always happens. Niggas always want to make up shit.
As far as I'm concerned.
When it's time to take accountability.
No, I mean, look, I knew exactly. Look, I told folks last year. I told them I'm going to get married in the next couple of years. That's what I said.
You did say that.
I'm going to find me a chick.
You did. But in the meantime, you was fucking shit up, so.
I believe you were down with that black girl magic power thing that you're talking about, and I think you're
going through this he woman man hater black girl magic shit because I feel like that people should be respected, or
no, because they grown ass women and they know what the fuck was going on. Women didn't. Try to put this the goddamn scarf over their eyes and don't want to see
wool
shit.
Over their eyes. Scarf.
Trying to put their goddamn the bonnet over their eyes.
The bonnet.
And be like, oh, I know he don't like me right now like I want him to, but he will. No, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is where we gonna be at.
Well, it might have been more. Look what happened.
What? No, so, first of all.
Look what happened. It might have been more.
This woman of mine is different than any other woman I've ever dealt with.
Did you know that initially?
Yes. I knew that.
Initially, like the first meeting.
The first meeting was in 2015. And I show you the picture, and we knew something was up then. It just didn't link up right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but I'm not the type to be sweating motherfuckers. So. And she wasn't either. She told me if I tried to holler at her, it probably wouldn't work back then. And I didn't try.
No.
I told you that story before.
I didn't.
I met her at a...
Because I heard it.
Okay, good.
She already told you.
Okay, good. Well, that's what happened. And I was like...
She was on TV. Didn't she say it on Sister Circle?
Oh, yeah, she did say that. Okay. She was, quack, quack, quack. She was drunk as shit. Can't fool with this. Let me walk away from this bullshit. She was funny as shit. So, there you go.
Yeah, whatever. The point being.
Is the folks you talking about right now knew.
No, okay, whatever. The point, if that's where the way you want to go. I know a lot of them that did, okay? I am going to give
First
you
of all,
half
let's,
the benefit.
Let's but take what that I'm a lot of now, them off, because it was a lot of nothing.
But what I am trying to say is that I am so surprised at you. I am so, like...
Happily surprised?
It warms
like,
my heart.
Okay, thank you. It's not gas, is it?
It might be.
I mean, you, nigga get tired of playing.
What do you say, like, bad... Why would it be a bad surprise? Like, why would it... You said happily?
Because when you say... This is the thing. When people say, you know, BT got a girl now. Like, what the fuck? Or like, wow, what the fuck? Like,
which your eyebrows. Right.
You check your eyebrows, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, I don't even look at people's faces anymore. I just look at the eyebrows.
Right.
Because the eyebrows are the truth.
But no, so and this is the thing that tripped me. That's why I go out with her and her little things, her little whatever. But it's always... Niggas are disrespectful
as
shit.
As shit.
So, I'm not the type to take disrespect at all. Like, we about to lose. I don't know who the fuck you talking to. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit.
But it ain't me.
And these niggas, and they just like, they disrespectful, but then they ain't got the shit to not be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? They say shit. And I'm at her job, so I ain't trying to goddamn turn no tables over. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, because you know I told you about the last time that I was doing this podcast, somebody thought I wasn't being authentic enough for the podcast. But I was like, nigga, do you want me to be really authentic? Do you want me to tell the real truth about what's going on with you? And me? Do you want the real...
Why don't you have him call in one day?
My podcast is my platform. So if I want to lie, I'm going to lie.
Right.
Nigga, fuck you.
We all lie. We have all lied and fell short.
If I want to fucking lie about my life, I will.
Right.
I got people to back it up.
Right.
I still got people that will take account for my stories and everything. They support me.
Right. Whatever she said is true. What? You don't want to hear what
I'm
she said?
I'm calling in because I just want to say that whatever Mo got to say, I'll second it.
Right. She's a truth sayer. That's about all.
She proves all the naysayers that she is the full-blown 100%.
So you come back and you're doing the same kind of show. You said something about want to expand out and do other shows.
I do want to expand out and do other shows. However, I'm just trying to verify. Is the other shows are they gonna let me do what I usually do?
Mm. You got three. You're gonna have the Mo of Three Kids show.
Ooh, the Mo of Three Kids.
Oh, four. I'm sorry.
Three. I birthed three. However, you know what? You're probably right.
Quad because... City Mo.
Quad City.
Quad City Mo up in this bitch.
Shit. You know, I might expand. You know, it's whatever. I might do my little show.
You better let me know because things are changing in the beginning of the year.
Oh, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to probably move the podcast network to a location.
Okay, location.
What that entails is we need stockholders at that point, monthly stockholders to help assist with the studio cost.
That's why I'm getting a job.
Okay.
We're going to do it because, you know, like, how can I not?
Right.
How
right.
can I not?
Right. And I know because... the other ladies on the other shows, they were trying to pay me from the jump just to do it. I'm like, no, you get you up and running. I get you hooked on it. And then, you know, you're going to want some more crack. So so they came in and did a good show. Look at you. I'm talking about Ladies of Raw.
I know.
The real authentic.
I know.
Women. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Stop.
But they're doing a good job. I like their show. They be talking about goddamn using mirrors to put tampons on and shit. I'm like, I'm right here. I don't need to hear this.
You haven't.
Why would I know?
I mean, I was about to say, you haven't put a tampon in. Have you put a tampon in?
Why the fuck would I put a tampon in?
Hell, you listen, you remember when Whitney and Bobby had that show and Bobby had pulled out Whitney's poop because she was constipated?
No, I don't watch stuff like that. Why would I want to watch
that? What? You don't watch that?
I don't watch reality
that
TV.
That was the best reality show.
How about I did not know Whitney and Wendy Williams used to go at it. I did not know that shit. Because I was listening to the rest. That's so disrespectful. She fussing at that dead woman.
Who? Which one was disrespectful?
Wendy said something about her. Wendy about her, said her drug. Crack. Yeah.
But Wendy was about that shit. And so was Charlamagne. Because, you know, Charlamagne started out on her radio show.
Yeah, I know.
And that was hilarious.
That woman body is awful. You talking about a bad body. I think she even won the award for bad bodies. That shit just looks awful.
Wendy?
Yes.
Leave Wendy alone.
She's like she's supposed to be in a wheelchair.
She does.
So goddamn little.
The Crypt Keeper.
Right.
With titties.
Like, don't you remind me of her? Her body remind me of Joe Swanson off The Family Guy. The dude in the little wheelchair. Be big up top and little bitty legs. Okay, I took that too far. Okay. Because you don't watch Family Guy.
I do watch Family Guy, but you took it too far.
All right.
Don't type it in.
I'm not going to type it in.
I'm going to put that picture next to my podcast.
Right. I'm not going
to advertise this week.
I'm not going to do that.
Wendy looks, she does look like the Crypt Keeper with titties. Man, I can't awful. Take it. But I'm glad that she finally admitted that she was doing drugs. Like, yo, but.
Did she?
Yeah, she admitted that she was on drugs and she was in rehab. That's where she was at for a while. Huh. When she left her show.
Didn't know that.
It was everywhere. What do you mean you didn't
it
know
It went
that?
Nowhere I was at because I didn't know. I don't
you
watch
be on social media. I'm confused as where it was. Who was that?
You see this finger. I keep going up every time I see the ugly woman's face. I don't want to read nothing about
her. Oh, my
her.
God. You're so cruel.
I just heard Whitney Houston voice and stopped.
Whitney Houston said.
Whitney Hutton.
Whitney said, do you talk to your daughter like that? Do you touch? She said, I have a son.
Right.
And yes, I did.
Right.
I am weak. But that's so crazy that Whitney was out here. But Whitney did not play. Like, she didn't play from the beginning.
Yeah, Whitney's a real ass woman.
You was about to say real ass bitch.
I want to call Whitney no bitch. I can't do that.
Okay, what's the difference? Is it it's a healthy bitch?
And then Bobby Christina, I saw dad anniversary was the other day, too. I'm like, damn. All this Whitney,
I still can't believe that she passed away. Like, a year. Was it a year after her mom died?
Was it a year?
I think it was a year after her mom died. She had died.
Passed away. She killed herself.
They died the same way.
They both killed themselves. Mm-hmm. She was on drugs,
I don't
too?
Think Whitney killed herself. I think she just overdosed.
And then how the other girl? She killed herself.
I think she literally killed herself.
Then why they put the boy in jail?
Because they suspected he did it. Oh. I'm talking about her husband.
Yeah.
They suspected that he did it. Because, you know, the money that she inherited.
Anyway.
And all that type of stuff. And then.
But yeah. Well, her and Bobby were still married when she died, right? Mm-mm. They were together.
Mm-mm. They weren't. You know, Whitney was dating Ray J.
Oh, shit. I ain't know nothing about that. I'm so goddamn old and out of touch with this old and out of touch story.
Yeah, Whitney and Ray J dated. Can you believe that?
No.
I couldn't either, but obviously it was something.
It wasn't just set up for the tabloids.
I mean, it could have been, but nigga.
How Ray J and
Ray J.
Ray J was fucking Kardashian. Then we with Whitney. Then the nigga ain't but what? How tall is it? Like 5'7"?
He's probably
five,
like
4'8".
4'8".
I'm just playing. I don't even understand. like, what's going on?
Did you see that picture of Bow Wow on his tippy toes with Ciara? Because when he was down here performing at 11:45 and he was like, I had that bitch first or whatever. And
oh,
then,
did he?
Yes, what he said. Because Bow Wow is not playing any new songs. He's just playing his old shit. And right. So they played the song with Ciara that I ain't never had nobody show me. Whatever right. that song right, they right, had right, together. Right. And so then in the middle of her part, he's going to say, yeah, I had that bitch first. Sir.
That nigga was drunk.
I don't
that
know,
was drunk.
But you know, they had an intervention with Nelly. T.I. the next day was like, yo, y'all, you need a hug. Like, they was like, it don't matter. You got to chill. Like,
well,
it don't matter. He's too young. I mean, he's too old for that. Like, he's still like.
All these niggas too old for all this shit they be doing. I just don't even understand anymore.
Why does it even matter that you had a first? Because obviously you don't. I mean, and what does that mean?
This bitch got enough money to have you killed. Right.
Like, right. I'm confused about that means.
She, her and her husband got enough money to have him killed.
I had her
and they
first.
may get away with it. Now, if Rihanna wants you killed, you won't. They ain't nobody gonna find shit. And she dated a fucking billionaire, and she got all kind of money.
And she's from the islands.
And she's from the islands. Now,
she
don't
had
know.
A song. They called, what was that, Man
nigga
Down?
Nigga went scuba diving. No, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. The instrument of that nigga killed. Like, no. It just, I'm just confused. That's like when Ray J did with Kim, I Hit It First. You remember that song he made?
No. Y'all fucking millennials are just killing me. This whole fucking B2K read.
I think when she got married concert. To Kanye and stuff, he made that song talking about I Hit It First. I can't remember when he made it, but I know he made it. And we were just like, what the fuck is going on here?
I don't know no niggas. None of the niggas I hang out with, none of the niggas I know.
But why?
The only thing they'll tell you is if they see you with a chick that they mess with, they'll be like, hey, man, just let you know. So we be cool. I took her out. Or you know what I'm saying? Like that. They don't be bragging about
I'm just
about
confused
shit.
About why niggas be so pressed. Like, what is the point in saying we all know that you hit it first, that you had it first because we all saw y'all date.
Right.
But y'all was dating when you was like, but you still have braids. I'm right. confused. Right. Like, and on top of that, you were still wearing Air Force Ones and standing on your tippy toes.
And the fucking goddamn, what is the publicist made that shit happen? Y'all went dating for real.
I'm just I was just really confused about what happened.
And like, she wasn't in when y'all was dating. She wasn't no goddamn star then. She's a star now. So.
She was a star.
Was she?
Yeah.
Why you always got to fact check me when I'm on the road?
I'm just I'm just really trying to say, like,
I don't know none of this shit.
I'm confused because I saw somebody wrote on social media the other day was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, Lala and Sierra, they wouldn't pop it until their husbands got in picture. I said, don't you do Sierra. Now, Sierra may be a lot of things, hey, but a come up with Russell. I get it. She's making more money. But bitch had hits before Russell, okay?
Oh, she had hits. She had Tevin Campbell hits.
She had hits.
Right.
Don't you automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh her,
right,
okay?
Right, right.
Shit.
Right.
Don't do it.
I wonder what it is about chicks who got them. Even that shit with Future. Like, y'all, were they dating before the video or after the video? They started dating? No, what the
I
fuck
think
happened?
That I don't know. I think that's they was real, dating in the video. It just really blew real my mind.
Like, why you got to fuck with a nigga at work? Just wait till after work and go find you somebody.
What?
She was at work. She meant
they was they, but they that was their work. What do you mean?
Wait till you off work and then find another nigga. Don't work. Don't date niggas at work. Is what I'm saying. You ain't get none of that. Hey, man, we just warming back up. It's been like 6 months.
I guess that's why it didn't work out with none of them.
With who? What?
I guess that's why it didn't work out with any of them.
Who we talking about? First of all, who
I
we talking
mean, I
about?
Guess. I guess we can go into what wait, you got going on. Because how many people at work have you dated? You know, I remember this one chick that you said you dated. I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Was she like middle? Was she Asian, Middle Eastern? Was she Spanish? Did she end up getting fired?
Oh, she was Latina. She was Latina.
Oh, you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I wasn't. I wasn't really dating her. I wouldn't call that a date.
Oh,
I wasn't dating her. Like, we were real cool, and you know, one thing like the other. But she wasn't when I. She wasn't working now when I. You know.
Oh, she wasn't.
No,
she had gotten fired already.
Right. Right. Right.
She was probably trying to get back.
I can't hire her. Like, I tell the motherfuckers to call me all day because my fucking LinkedIn. Delete y'all fucking LinkedIn. These motherfuckers crawl LinkedIn. They sell y'all shit, and they will contact you. If they think you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody in that company, they're going to call you. And my thing is this. I am not a decision maker, sir. And I do not take cold calls, and I hang up every time. Sometimes I skip the decision making.
Wait,
shit.
Who and what do they call and ask?
Cold calls from their salespeople. Like, they want to know the IT shit. Like, can you contact me? Can you point me in the direction? No, stop calling me.
Wow.
Do not put y'all shit on LinkedIn. Don't put no phone numbers.
That's interesting.
Get a whole new email address if you're going and just use it for LinkedIn. Any of those crawling, say they crawl y'all shit and they sell all y'all shit.
Wow.
They sell it to recruiters. They sell it to salespeople. They sell it to every goddamn body. And by the way, did you go fill out your stuff for the $175?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, and all the hours. $125 plus all the hours it took you to clean your shit up. Like, what facts?
I checked in my social. They was like, yeah, you have been affected by right. this. I said, oh, I have.
Right.
Give me all my monies, all right. my coins.
Right. I started putting a whole bunch of numbers and just started doing different addresses and P.O. boxes and shit. And
are you going to say it out loud? So
gonna
who's going to listen to my podcast and be like, oh, okay. So this nigga's over here scamming again.
First of all, I'm
scamming the scammers.
Right. And then I got Capital One card. They got breached. Everybody getting breached
because these hackers are getting good.
It ain't that hard.
Listen, my child's father was in the room the other day with a hood on. I opened the door. I was like, nigga, like, what the fuck you in here doing? Don't have nobody coming back to the house. Like, yeah, he had a hood on and everything. I was like, yo, he looked like he was getting into some shit. Like. Whatever, but yeah. I just get nervous about all that type of stuff. Though. I was getting paranoid.
Yeah, I'm gonna freeze my credit after a while. I gotta pay off some shit, but I'm gonna freeze that shit.
Yeah, and or you can flag your social, which is what I do.
Do what?
Flag your social.
What you mean flag it?
Well, put a thing on it so. Like,
oh, it pops up anything social.
If anything happens with your social, it pops up. I do that all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't have the time. Plus, these motherfuckers is out here just. Not doing anything. Like, why is my information not even like valuable anymore? Right. Why do I have to care about what these motherfuckers think? They can't even keep my situation, my stuff safe.
Man, we did a lot of time already.
Did we?
That's an hour.
You don't even feel like it.
Welcome back. Shit. getting the swing of things.
Welcome back. Hey.
We got to work out the kinks because, my humor is a little bit off. She didn't laugh at a lot of my shit tonight.
I didn't because you're not that funny no more.
Since I've been in a relationship?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's kind of, it probably is. You know, I get it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Ain't nobody come in and tell me some you ain't that funny role since you dropped the third one. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody said that. You still hilarious, man. You funny as shit.
Because I'm still funny. What's the worst one to eat?
I've already eaten.
Vanessa don't want to go get nothing to eat either.
She just got to do eating too.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why she want to go to Landmark Diner. Because first of all, I don't like diners. And I don't like Landmark Diner.
Oh, she says she want to go to Landmark Diner?
She behind me? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you said somebody else text you.
Why would I be asking to text from other woman when other woman in another room? Black men don't cheat.
That's a fucking lie. What?
Black men don't
cheat.
Because
I live with one. I live with one.
Black men don't cheat.
That's a fucking lie. I wish it were true.
It's funny.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, you've been married before and now, right. So you know how the thing goes. You older now. You like 30 years older.
What?
Ain't you like 30 years older?
From when? From when I got married?
Mm-hmm. No. 20. 20 years older.
15? I'm just joking.
20.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So hopefully you learned something this time.
I've always known how to treat a woman. It just is the woman that you want to treat right.
No, because no, especially not the one cooking meat in the microwave.
Right. I mean, she not that worthy of that.
I am so happy that nobody knows who this woman is.
And she sued me the other day. How about that?
Now we get to the juicy shit.
And now we're going to be
for the podcast.
We're bringing it up next show.
You so petty.
I got to make sure my lawyer going to handle it before I be around here bragging and shit. I be around here crying. Like, I can't believe it. Motherfucker threatened me with jail, so you know I got to make sure this shit right.
Wait, you did? You got threatened with jail?
I mean, they always threaten you with jail. She wants more money, and she wants some made up back child support.
How you want more money, and you got...
You want to know why?
One of your children is out the house.
He's about to turn 18. He's about to turn 19, and it stops, and I got engaged. That's why she want more money. She put on the change of circumstances. Of course it is. And I'm not cutting this shit out.
I mean, we never did before, so.
Right. But no, it'll be all good.
We ain't no hoes.
Right. Fuck that.
We ain't no hoes or more about nothing.
Right.
We don't cut shit out. Well, sometimes I do. Right. Just, but not real important stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know, but we're going to have to turn this up. Like, I don't know. You're going to have to get this together. Like, I love the fact that you're in a relationship, but I don't like Daddy Brian.
Okay? I'm not Daddy Brian. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just want to make sure.
What the fuck are you
I just
want to
make
about?
Sure that we have an understanding.
Yes, I'm good. I still talk shit. I still tell stories. I got a whole herd of them.
Okay, I just want to make sure we don't.
I'm not going to be like, guess what we did this weekend? I'm not going to do that.
And guess what we did? We took Brother Jones for a
you
walk.
Know what I'm saying? We had pottery this weekend. I'm not going to do all that shit. Come on, man. I'm just going to still talk shit.
I mean, you do it on the internet anyway, so it really don't matter. Right. You don't have to tell me because
right.
I see it.
Right. But we're like, oh, how you doing? Like, get quick. Take me less than 5 minutes doing. I don't even be trying. Don't be acting like I'm in the studio, all in the studio, making the videos. No.
I mean, you used to make videos because...
Right. And on top of that, nigga... FYI, you've been in a full-blown relationship making kids ever since you've been on the show.
You know, it's nothing real serious.
Stop. Okay.
You know, nowadays, people just be having kids. It's nothing
serious.
No, they
don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
People do not be making... let me claim one of them then, since you're just making kids.
Oh, no. I need all my kids. What? I need all
you
my...
You can't get no more money off three
you
than
can.
You can with two. No. I'll give them a little $500.
Three?
I give them $500.
You give
one.
Me $500
for one to claim one. Iris gonna get lit. I heard you say.
You give me $500.
You won't make but $500. Look who behind me. You won't make nothing but $500 for the third one. What you talking about?
So that's $500 I didn't have.
I will give you $500 if I claim one of your children.
It'll be more than
I'll
what
make,
I get.
Yes.
How do you know this?
Because I used to buy children back in the day. Motherfucker can't do nothing with three kids.
Are you sure? I'm about to look it up. Difference between two, go from two to three kids.
You can, that third child don't mean shit. You can give it to me and I can make a whole lot of money off of it. Seriously.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
You make too much money.
That's why I need a deduction, goddamn
it. You're right. You make too much money to have more money than what I'm about to get.
What you talking about?
We'll talk about this in depth later.
All right. Well, welcome back, Mo. Again.
I was on my scamming show, talking on my show about scamming some shit. Right.
Again, if Mo disappears for more than 6 months, she about to come back with a baby.
It ain't even been 6 months. It ain't even been 6 months. Don't do that.
How long you gone? Let's count. The last time you did a show, we was in our old apartment. Then you came back.
We was in here.
You came back for a second.
I was over here.
And you was full. And you waddled up the stairs too.
I did not waddle.
I'm sorry. You didn't jump.
I didn't. I took a step. What the fuck? I stepped up the steps
slowly. Regular people.
Who you want me to run up the stairs?
Regular people don't use the handrail. You use the hair. You use both of them.
I did not even use a handrail.
But then you talk about the sofa low. Okay, she get mad at me.
Yeah, because you pull the shit out of your ass. That's why. You just